Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Nothing But a J Thing Podcast. If you've been listening before, or if you are a new listener, we back with a Newsly ad. All we have to tell you is that Newsly is an audibly listening app where you can listen to podcasts like Nothing But a G Thing, but also many and plenty. You can listen in over 40 countries and America, the greatest. That's a joke, clearly. All you have to do is go to newsly.me and download the app on iOS or Google Play Store, if that's your portion. Use the code GTHING, capital G, capital T, capital H, capital I-N-G. Use our code, get your first month free of a premium subscription. Now let's get to the show. Cause ain't nothing but a G-thing, baby. Two low-down G, so we're crazy. Death row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand.
Back to the legend. Or lecture at hand. The time was August of last year. I guess you could say I got a pretty decent bonus and bump in pay at my job. And I took what I thought was one of my first trips by myself. It was a guy's trip. It was in Arizona.
Was it a guy's trip or was it a trip by yourself?
It was the first part of it was a trip by myself. So I think the first day and a half I might have been by myself, or maybe the first day because I flew out earlier. It was a guy's trip. I was very skeptical, one, because of Arizona, Scottsdale area. You already know it's a lot of people who are non of the culture. So I didn't know how the time was going to go. But I knew it was going to be okay because, you know, I was going to be with my day ones, the people I rock with. And what I will say is that that trip between the pool parties, the ATVing, and just the funny reoccurrences of, you know, having people in and out of the B&B and just being open and a prisoner of the moment, it ended up being one of the most beautiful. And honestly, the reason why I like traveling more as an adult, as I start to come more and more into my prime earning years, because the experience I had was really one that I look back quite fondly. And why I say that is that because
you had people up and through your Airbnb?
Of course, because we had people that we had knew from AZ. Oh, okay. And then in turn, they brought people that they knew that they was cool.
I'm always skeptical.
Yeah.
That.
But I mean, they lived there, right? So what I should say is that we had friends that lived there. So they showed us a good time. But my skepticism of the location I was going, because I was only going there to see a friend, and I haven't heard a lot of good things about Arizona for people who are for the culture, is what I would say. Actually, if you go to Arizona,
all these coded words, black and white, please.
And even if you go to Arizona, the population of black people is very scarce. Like, I'm talking about, like, I think I was talking to the Uber driver, and he said maybe like less than 5%.
It's
terrible.
It was like less than 5% black people that went to my college. So that's really small.
Mine was less than 1%.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But anyways, we went to Arizona. I went on a whim. And you know what? I teed up, I turned up, and I had a wonderful time. It made me understand the way I want to vacation and how I want to experience vacation. And that is leisure, excess, and spontaneity.
Explain the excess, because
excess is in
do everything big. Okay, I like, you know, that. I like that mentality.
In AZ, I got bottle service. We was out in the pool.
You ain't never did that with me.
That's a lie. I did that for your birthday.
But that was not on a trip.
That was your birthday. So what's more important, a trip or your birthday?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Any experience.
Anyways, so that's what we are talking about today. Me and Yemi have started our world tour. If you've been listening, you already heard about the New York experience.
Yes.
We are now talking about our time in D.C.
Yes.
And then we have another trip that we are about
to set up.
I'm not going to drop the notes.
Okay, we'll talk about
it. We got another trip coming that is going to be in 2 days. We are actually leaving on a Thursday night. So it's really that time of the year, I guess, where me and Yemi just decide for a month or so, we're going to go everywhere.
We're going to be outside.
Exactly. And with that, this is the DC episode.
We are back.
And we are back.
We was gone for a minute. We had to take a break. We got some a lot of things.
Revamping. Yeah, we've been working. We've been
revamping.
Tooling.
We building.
Yeah,
we've been great things coming out the pipeline for the Nothing But The G thing. So definitely stay tuned because we have some exciting things dropping.
Of course. So Yemi, what are your first thoughts post DC of the experience?
I had a great time. Honestly, I had a really good time. Of course, we went for Broccoli Fest because, you know, one of the things that we really do is we go to like these music festivals and then we just end up like experiencing the city while we can. Mm-hmm. So we went for Broccoli Fest and we can talk about Broccoli Fest in detail a little bit.
That's not a good thing.
Because Broccoli Fest, I'm on your ass. But as it pertains to just, you know, being in DC and experiencing DC, I had a great time. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved everything about it.
Yeah, I will say that DC.
And that was our first time being there.
DC, I could tell. I could tell why Black people go there, experience it, and then want to move back there. Mm. You know,
it's just Black as
exactly.
Yes,
and I'm not talking. It's similar to Atlanta, like this, where it's just Black businesses, Black clothing, like, you know what I'm saying, Black everything. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like you don't have to if you really fixated on not spending your dollar with somebody who's not of the culture, you could do it there easy and not have to think about it twice is what I started.
You really fixated on this not of the culture.
No, that's what I've always said.
You're trying to make it a thing.
No, you know why?
You cannot make fetch happen, Deji.
It's not fetch. It is already happening. You know why I say of the culture? Because it's exclusivity. That's what we need to start thinking
about.
Okay,
but I feel like when you say of the culture, you're because in a way, and we can talk about this just very briefly, in a way, Jack Harlow is of the culture.
No.
He is a hip hop artist. Of course, I don't agree because you know me.
No, that's not
but my. Because the guy is in aspects of Black culture, someone could argue and say because of your logic and the way you use for the culture or of the culture that he is of the culture.
Okay.
So you can just plainly say Black people and others
or whatever group they fall in. Because guess what?
You're trying to eliminate something that white folks created.
Hold
they
on.
Created races.
Hold on. I'm not looking at it that way. So you know my man Professor X? He created the Powder Puff Girls, right? So guess what? There's a bunch of things that people who happen to be Black or African American or pro the diaspora who have some lineage to. We got Essence, right? The Powder Puff Girls had Sugar Spice and Everything Nice.
Yeah.
No matter what Jack Harlow can do,
he won't have the sugar and the spice and everything nice. He might have the sugar. He might have the spice. But he's not going to have everything nice.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm following you.
It's the exclusivity, right?
Okay.
So in the grand scheme of things, I'm saying that the Black people, we Powder Puff Girls, right? Like we really. We came.
Black people are Powder Puff Girls.
But I'm saying, you know, it's a stretch.
So is the white man Mojo Jojo?
I mean, he was trying to oppress him.
Yeah.
But then we going to go down a wormhole. You want to talk about him or whatever? We don't need to go down that wormhole.
Okay. Well, you know.
But yeah, you know, DC, for me, one of the things that I always talk about is the culture. And, you know, that's kind of what buys me in and kind of ingratiates me into a lot of like my favorite places in this country, which is U.S. And like DC, your culture is rich. Boy.
It's beautiful, honestly.
I was
telling my friend, because one of my friends went to Howard, and I was telling her, I was like, girl, I could not go to no HBCU because my brain would be focused on the wrong things.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad I went to my little PWI in the middle of nowhere, got that
degree. You could probably do it for a year.
Got that out of it. Yeah, but then I wouldn't have probably went back. I would have found myself into something else. You know, being where I was made me focus on my end goal.
Of course.
But if I was around like all that DC has, like, I probably would have ended up being like a creative full time or something, or like trying to get it out the mud.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, but like I can leverage what I do now to do what I want to do, and I don't.
Oh
think
yeah,
I
yeah,
been,
yeah.
I it would have been more of a struggle. So yeah,
gotcha.
DC for me was a great experience. How was it for you? Equally as great, right?
Oh yeah, I had a lovely time. You know me, I'm always with the with whatever. But I was sold after we went to that warehouse party. To be honest with you,
that gave you what you needed.
That gave me what I expected,
really,
which was that no matter what the space is or whatever the avenue mm-hmm. that black people are going to find a way to be in proximity with black people.
Okay.
And obviously.
Oh, yeah. We're always going to find a way to connect. Exactly. Connect.
And then more importantly, that like the blend between the cultures in black was really impressive
yes,
to me.
Yes,
so
yes.
Obviously you have your black African-American, but then you have obviously all your Africans, but even the Caribbean influence. Like it was all really well blended to a point you was like, yeah.
We're just here. We all skin folk, but you know the kin is a little bit different.
Correct.
So exactly. we're definitely getting a little bit ahead of ourselves because you talked about what we did.
That was the first day.
Yeah, but even getting there. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about getting there. Okay.
We was damn near late.
We were not late, Yemi.
No, we were almost late.
Yemi, we were not late.
We literally got there and they were already boarding. I missed my boarding group.
Yemi, I'm gonna make this disclaimer.
I don't want you to keep saying this because I don't want people to start listening to you and think that this is law.
I've traveled. You and I have both traveled enough.
And I don't want you to keep saying this and think that I'm gonna just one day be like, okay, well, let's just take our time because I'm always gonna make sure that we get there early if I can help it.
Sure.
This time I couldn't help it. It wasn't on us.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Tunde had slept
our
in,
brother. Yeah,
and that's completely fine. You got kids, so you know
he
we had
took
to,
a little bit of his time.
Yeah, we had to pester him a little bit. So, but salute to him. I guess
always dependable, very dependable, man.
I guess our problem is we need to start being more strategic about our flights. But the thing is,
the time we leave for our flights is very strategic because we have to accommodate the person who's going to give us a ride.
That's true. Yeah. And also it's when it's the cheapest. Like people don't like leaving at the crack of dawn or 6 o'clock to catch a flight. Me.
It don't matter. But it's really dependent on, and we can talk about it, it's really dependent on these people who get Airbnbs because Airbnb want to talk about you can't check in till 4 o'clock.
Honestly, that's why I don't even want to mess with them no more.
We could have a whole episode dedicated to Airbnb experiences.
On another episode, I don't think we need to do
maybe
a whole
an exclusive.
Patreon
exclusive.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying because honestly, Airbnb, you're starting to lose a lot of favor in my opinion.
I think they're losing a lot of favor with a lot of people in general.
All these businesses like, you know, Sonder, Verbal, all these joints, y'all losing a lot of business to
me. What's the car one? Turo?
Turo. Yeah.
They call them like self-servicing, service to service businesses. Like y'all are going to start losing a lot of money.
Because it's no longer convenient. And it's at the same point, it's more expensive than even going into a hotel or getting a rental.
And you have less accommodations.
So, now let's even speak about the insurance.
Yeah, keeping us on track because we'll definitely go off on a tangent.
Yeah,
you know
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
We barely almost made our flight date. He's going to try and tell you that you have 15 minutes before the boarding.
Oh, okay. 15 minutes before the flight actually leaves, as long as it's domestic. Yeah. If you make it, you'll get on that plane.
Great.
I guarantee you every time. I've been later than you.
Period. I was just saying, period.
But yes, and the thing that was special about the DC trip was this was what you guys will soon find out after the fact. Yeah, well, I guess that's another drop we'll have. But anyways, Yemi and I were just doing what we needed to do in order to catch that flight. Got on the flight. Flight wasn't that packed, but Yemi, you actually ended up moving up.
That was on the way back.
Oh, that was on the way back. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
on the way there, I was in my window seat because I pay extra for the window seat. I'm going to pay that extra $11.
Did you have to pay extra?
I always pay extra. I always extra $11 for the priority seat.
That's why I don't care where I sit on a plane.
I'm not sitting all the way in the back with the chair.
That's the one thing I'll say. I will never sit in the back of the plane.
Yeah,
because the traffic back there is crazy.
It's crazy.
And I did it one time.
And the noise too, because you right by the engine, you be hearing.
No, you don't really hear the engine.
Well, because you have your headphones on. But I sometimes just like to sit on the plane and just be. Because, you know, you can't do nothing. You really, you know, you at the liberty of
exactly
somebody else and you all the way up in the sky. So that's the time where I really have to just release control. Being someone who, you know, has problems with control, I just have to just sit there and then I just do that.
Oh, so is that why you like being on planes? Because you have
that gives me time to recenter and refocus and kind of just be like, in life, you don't have control over certain things. Like you are literally at
the majority
liberty
of things.
Yeah. Hmm? But you know me, I like to control things as much as possible.
Man, crazy.
So When you're on a plane, that's really the time where you just have to sit there and allow people to do what they do. Just make sure you, excuse me, because I'm telling a story.
I got a joke. Okay,
I know you're excited to tell it.
It's funny. So you're going to laugh at this one.
I'm going to just lay there, sit there, you know, try to get some Z's, but I'm going to wake up as soon as that lady come by with the motherfucking Biscoffs, because I'm giving my biscuits.
No, the joke I was going to say was that you be trying to control so much, you be trying to control the sweat off my back.
Yeah. And that's why we don't let you get jokes on.
Oh, that's a good joke. You gotta be a hater. That's a good joke.
Finally got to DC. The weather was bad all weekend. Just very bad. Until the Monday that we were leaving.
Correct.
But yeah, so we got there. It was rainy. We checked into our hotel. Mm-hmm. The hotel was nice.
What? No. I mean, you didn't tell them the full story.
What happened?
So this is the reason why we are fixated on these self-service.
Oh, okay.
Businesses, I would call them, is that we took the 6 a.m. flight.
Got there like 10.
We got, no, DC is not a 3-hour flight. It's about 2 hours.
I'm tweaking.
It was about 8:30 ish.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We went to the hotel, went to the concierge. Guess what she said? She said, are you guys ready to check in? We said, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know what we did? Got our ass a motherfucking room.
Yes.
Wow.
The room that we paid for, two nights.
Wow. You go to fucking Airbnb, they're going to give you every bullshit.
4 o'clock.
Oh, we got to make sure that
on an app.
Yeah, I don't give a...
4 o'clock.
I don't give a...
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then when you get there at 4 o'clock, you still got to wait.
Yeah. That's terrible.
I'm telling you, that's a story for another day. But yes. Yeah. So we got in.
Settled. Then we went to the breakfast.
Because there was a restaurant in our hotel.
Another perk.
Yes. I mean, so we had our breakfast, ate that, and then I went to sleep.
She went to sleep, and I'm Mr. International, is like I like to call it, because I just need my laptop.
You're not international. You haven't been out the country.
Well, that's funny, because it will change in about 2 months. Good. Anyways.
You. But are you going to bring your laptop with you on that trip? Probably not.
If I have to think about it, probably not.
Okay.
But I can work anything. So Mr.
Can work anywhere.
Anywhere. Mr. Interdomestic, that's what I call it.
Okay, I like that better. Makes more sense.
Yeah, you know, so I worked probably until about, 4 or 5, honestly. You were still asleep, honestly.
I was tired.
So I was able to work. And then after that, it was up. So we had gotten, so we went downtown. I guess you would call it downtown DC. I don't really know. But
we went outside. We were on U Street, which is basically Street, what they call it.
What's the other one? M Street or
who
something?
Knows?
I don't know.
All of them are over there. So we went to U Street just to
which
see
which is
what
so interesting.
Was.
They do everything by letters out there.
Yeah, I think it's pretty. Yeah. I guess it makes it easier.
I guess it does. So and then we went to this one spot, was dead.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be happy hour there. Correct. I think we just got there when it was dead, because we got there probably when it first
correct,
started.
Correct.
Because I was looking at videos at that place over the weekend, and it was bussing in there. We just went on the wrong day.
Or we just went too early.
Yeah, we just went too early. And when we were leaving, I was like, why is it so dead in there, to the security guy? He was like, I was like, yeah, it's dead in there. He was like, yeah, and it's going to be dead all night because it's supposed to be a tornado warning. Nobody finna be outside. I was like, huh?
He a liar.
No, I mean, maybe he felt like that. It was, first of all, he was a white man, as Deji was saying, not of the culture. But I was like, you don't know black people. Rain don't stop. Nothing but, you know.
And then, I mean, we took a...
So, yeah, we went
we took
to...
Our, they might as well just call this the Deji and Yemi. We took the green tea shot.
Yeah.
Took two of them.
Yeah.
And then we kept moving.
Green shots.
Matter of fact, whoever make a green tea cocktail and want to, you know, I'm just speaking this in for fruition because, you know, I like manifesting things. But please make sure you pull up and make sure that you sponsor our podcast. But
absolutely. We would love a Jameson sponsorship.
Of course.
We would love a green tea, maybe like a peach schnapps sponsorship.
Of course.
But definitely Jameson sponsor us, because we are personally keeping y'all in business.
Of course.
That
drink is nasty.
That and Don Julio Reposado. I'm keeping
you know
y'all
what?
In business as well.
I don't
and
know.
I
really, haven't drank Don Julio.
Yeah,
in
I haven't
a
been drinking tequila. I've been, honestly, I have I've not been really been drinking tequila. Like, I've been drinking Hennessy, cognac. Like, I've been drinking a lot of Douce and Hennessy and green tea shots.
Honestly, all I do now is when I go out is have green, because green tea shots, surprisingly, will make you last all night.
Yeah, they give you the balance.
Yes.
They give you the Jameson, they give you the peach schnapps, and, you know, the Sprite with
a little
bit sweet and sour.
And I'd be like,
that's all you need. I'll take like my shots of tequila, and then when I want to keep drinking, but I don't want to, you know, keep drinking hard liquor, I'll throw in a green tea shot.
Exactly, exactly. So yeah.
But
we went to this next joint,
Victory,
which was a love. It was very much love.
Victory
this
was very nice.
Victory, yeah. So we sat down by the bar.
Mm-hmm. Which is honestly, like, anytime we go anywhere, let's just make that the place that we go.
Oh, I
let's
always tell, whenever you travel to places, there's no point in sitting down at a table or anything. Go to the bar, because if anything, space, you can talk to the bartenders.
Figure
but more often than not, you could talk to the people around
you. Yeah, give you time to socialize.
Yeah, the bar is probably the most social aspect of any venue.
I just don't like when I go to places, restaurants, bars, anywhere, and it's dark in there. I don't care about the allure. I don't care about...
But that spot was new from what I've been hearing. Everybody,
oh, yeah, because a lot of people didn't know about it when I was telling them that I went there.
Yeah,
just like, put the fucking lights on. Like... I could not see my food.
Yeah, that should be annoying me. That I do like to see my food.
And I'm already blind. Anybody who know me.
I don't like eating in the dark. Some people like doing it, but I need to see my stuff. So we went to Victory, like mm-hmm. she said. Mm-hmm. New spot. Hookah lounge joint type. Yes. And I just want to say this.
Vibes, for sure.
I understand black people of the culture, we got to get our money. But certain things is OC, man.
Yeah, the food there was honestly expensive. It was really expensive.
I was looking at a pasta dish, and didn't have no seafood in it. It was like a Cajun chicken pasta. This shit was $60.
Yeah, it was really expensive.
Honestly, this shit was really expensive. Like, honestly, like, even if I wanted to support
you
on
it. Like chicken wings or
something? Yeah, I ended up getting some chicken. On the real, I was like, hey, I'm not going to go broke. I love my black people, but that shit was really crazy.
Yeah, tweaking, boy.
Yeah. On top of that, you want to charge us for a hookah. Yeah. And then on top of that, you know we're going to get at least $100 worth of drinks.
Yes.
I was looking at the bill. I said, damn, this shit probably one of the most expensive places I've been in America.
Split that.
I was like, damn, DC, I didn't know you was expensive like this.
No, for real. But I mean, if you're a new place, you know. So they'll either figure it out or they won't. And, you know, people will either show up or they don't. So.
And it better be one of your hitters for you to make me pay $60 for it.
Yeah, for real. No, I got it. It was pretty good. But yeah, the bartender kept giving us drinks.
Honestly,
so I was like, definitely go straight to the bar. Mackenzie was her name. Shout out to her.
Too many. And the other girl.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was like, oh, girl, come on, take a drink. I was like, yo, look, y'all already gave us about 5 free shots.
And she was pulling them up. Like,
and it was straight Douce. I'm telling you.
To the rim.
I was good for the rest of the night, boy.
Yeah. So we went to this other spot.
No, but that's when I learned DC itself is very coded, because I had ended up chatting up a girl,
mm-hmm.
And we were just talking in passing. It wasn't anything too serious. But then immediately she hit me with I hit her with like, okay, so what do you do? Now, keep in mind you, Yemi sent me, maybe I should hold that. Keep in mind you, I'm from Chicago, so the way we communicate is a lot differently. You talk about people about what you do because a lot of people just be hustling and working.
Yeah.
Then it's same thing in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody got 3 jobs in
people
Atlanta.
Be freely telling their business.
Yeah.
Now in DC, this girl looked at me, she hit me with the
excuse me?
I was like, yeah. And I literally asked her, I said, did I say something wrong? And she's like, well, usually people in DC don't ask what you do. I said, why is that?
She must have not had no job.
She was a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
Corporate lawyer too, so I know she made bread.
Okay.
Don't ask me.
Just okay.
Yes,
so.
Correct. So then she was talking, and she was like, "Yeah, you don't do that in DC." I said, "Why would you not ask about what somebody does for a living? That's just like commonplace." You feel me? And then she was like, "Well, immediately when you tell somebody, they'll gauge." They'll gauge your level of income and like status.
How to approach you, like how to address you.
Yeah, and some I mean, obviously, I guess it's the game of like people will fake it till they make it. But in general, if you're not in that bracket, niggas will dub you or women will dub you.
And you know, that makes sense to me because when I think about DC, I think that there might even be 2 different classes of people in actual DC.
Yeah,
because there's I'm sure there's a level of like black professionalism there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who are corporate lawyers or who have these professional jobs
or
traditional jobs. And then there's probably the other half of people who are creatives and people who, you know, hustle for, you know, and just make moves. So I definitely feel like that tracks. That
and
tracks.
You know, what's crazy is that you yourself could probably be in both circles.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't. But I'm saying, like, I feel like in DC, it's like you got to pick one or the other. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you told somebody, oh, like your main passions, which would be your creative stuff, like a podcaster or like a YouTuber or like I make music, da da da, they would look at you at a certain way. And then you'd be like, but I've also been working in like finance or market analytics. And they'd be like, oh, da 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 type shit.
Yeah. I mean, I usually don't tell people what I do because that's not your business. What do you do? I just try. Whatever I do, I'm just trying.
Yeah.
What do you do? Wake up. That's all I can do. It's just wake up every day.
Right.
And tackle the day.
So then after victory,
we went to this.
We walked down about like 10, 15 minutes.
Not even.
Yeah, okay. Not even. I thought it was longer than that. Your friend was DJing.
Yes, my friend was DJing at some bar, lounge, club. It was a whole bunch of stuff.
It was a restaurant. It was a lounge.
We just walked in there and I was like, where am I? Because I don't know. I don't really go to many places that don't ID you when you walk in.
Man.
I walked in this place and nobody touched me.
None.
I just opened the door like I was going to Fridays.
Correct. And
it was body to body in there.
Body to body.
Like I started looking around and I was like, oh, okay, that's why it's children in here.
Yeah, it was one of the most cracking spots, but I understand. It was like, yeah, it was girls.
We were in a college town, kids. I was like, oh, these are children.
But that's how it is. That's how it be everywhere, though.
Get me out of here. Huh?
Yeah, that's how it be everywhere for college towns.
Oh, okay, because of college towns.
Yeah, when I went to Iowa to see you, and they wasn't carding like that.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. They card in Iowa.
Okay, well, maybe that's just the Midwest states.
Yeah, maybe it's just that place. Maybe the security guard was in the bathroom or something. All I know is that when I walked in and I seen Autumn kids, I said, excuse me, I'm old. Get me out of here.
I wouldn't say all that, but yeah.
Did you feel like you belonged there when you walked in there?
No.
Okay, so what am I saying?
When you're young, you don't even know how to dress. So it's people that was wearing like designer.
But it was hipster, like exactly. Very like college kid. Like people were walking around exactly. With cameras and videotaping everything.
You know, that's what generation
they want to be. They want to be from the 90s so bad.
Yeah, like, it's crazy to see too.
Like, you know, like the old school cameras. And I actually saw one of the guys' pictures on Twitter like the weekend that we had came back, and I was like, I've seen those two girls when I was in
it's a very small world.
But yeah, that was fun. And then we went to the warehouse party.
That warehouse party was jump. So it was the pre-kickoff party or whatever to Broccoli Fest.
Yeah.
And I mean, everybody was there for the most part. Yeah.
There's a lot of people there, but it definitely would have been more people
if the weather was nice.
It was literally pouring raining and we was like, we still going to go outside.
Of course. I know.
It was cool. It was a fun experience.
Gonna stop me. Because it was okay weather, meaning that like it wasn't too cold for it to be raining if you was in it for a short minute.
No, it was like pouring rain. When we left, it was
pouring. No, I'm saying that the cold though. It was like 45 degrees. So I'm saying if you're getting in and out and you don't got to wait in a line, you decent.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went to this warehouse party. We met our cousin. She came and scooped us. Shout out to Amira. And then we got lit. I mean, we seen about what, four or five DJs?
Yeah, it was like two or three or four.
All right. They cycled through, they did their sets, and then it was just, you know, people just dancing all night and drinking, da da da.
And that was Friday.
Then the next day, what was Saturday, which would have been the first day of Broccoli Fest.
Yes.
And we will get into that. But the day.
Oh, Broccoli Fest! Don't forget, we on your ass. We ain't never gonna.
I don't even want to talk about it until I talk about it.
Okay.
But me and Yemi got ready.
Went to brunch.
Where we go? What was
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Yes.
And it was very aesthetically. It looked good.
Sat by the bar. Yeah, it was really nice in there. Yeah. They were having like
sat by the bar. Yeah, yeah.
I think it was just everywhere was booked this weekend. Let me tell you, like it was graduation weekend. It was Mother's Day weekend. It was just general DC weekend, and it was Broccoli Fest.
Yeah.
So all these people in this small little ass DMV, like DMV area,
which is really small. It honestly is that small.
Yeah.
Like you could, I mean, from the hotel, we was on the outskirts of town.
Yeah.
And that was like a 12-minute drive.
Yeah.
So.
And our cousin lives in Maryland.
Right.
And drove to DC to kick it with
us. And it's 30 minutes.
Yeah. So it's like, like all of Chicago is, you know, like 30 minutes. Like, you know, you drive from the suburbs to the actual city. It's like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you're driving from one area to another, like a whole different,
Providence. You're crossing state lines.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, we went to Brooklyn. That was cute. We got some big ass sangria drink.
I need sangria, and that shit put me on my ass.
It was It put me on my butt too, but I had to, you know.
But he poured like damn near
half a bottle.
Half a bottle of tequila. Half a bottle of Hennessy.
When they say Hennessy Sangria, they really mean Hennessy. Sangria.
Exactly.
So it was, I was watching him pour because someone else got it too, and he literally poured like half a bottle.
I looked at that man, and then I looked at what I was drinking, and I was like, "We ain't shit."
It's supposed to feel like four people, and it was like me and Deji toting the whole thing.
Oh, we took that, and me and Yemi were determined. We looked at it, we were like, "Yeah, we have to
finish this."
So then we, like I said, being at the bar,
yeah,
I had started chatting up this dude that we was talking to.
Sitting next to us.
Happened to be a DJ, so him and Yemi got into connect. And then, I don't know where I was, but Yemi ended up like doing a little set.
Yeah, I couldn't do too much because I was drunk off my ass. So that's one thing I know now. I know like you have to know your limit and you have to make sure that you
Yeah, you got to pick and choose.
You got
to,
yes.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have known that you was going to talk to a DJ who was
Right,
so Buddy was, he's like, yeah, you want to spin real quick? And Yemi was up there spinning at Brooklyn. And that was another experience.
Yeah, that's just, we just fall into stuff.
I mean, Yemi's really falling. I'm going to just say this because, you know, again, manifestation. Yemi is really starting to fall into this DJ life, and it's kind of crazy. Because,
and we just going to have to keep
Yeah, we're going to keep it shush. We're going to have to keep it shush.
You're saying too many things.
No, I just said you're falling into the life. So it means you will see it when you see it.
Because one thing about me, I'm going to talk to everybody. I'm a network. I'm a connect.
Exactly.
I feel like one of my greatest gifts is being able to just have a conversation. We're going to talk. We're going to chat. And that's it. That's all it needs to be. So because of that, it's gotten me where I am. And
yeah, so yeah. Anyways, we was at Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And then whole time, we were like, oh, snap, we got to go to Broccoli Fest.
Yeah. We was rocking.
If it wasn't for Broccoli Fest, we probably would have stayed. But we paid money to go there. But the only caveat as to why we went to Broccoli Fest.
So early.
Well, no, we didn't go early that day.
No, but
we
did.
But the only reason why we were like, oh, snap, we got to go to Broccoli Fest is because our play cousin, he was a DJ and he was on one of the stages.
Yes.
At Broccoli Fest.
Very lit.
So me and Yemi was like, we got to get this move on. Me and Yemi put on the clothes. Mind you, like we said, weather was ass.
Rainy,
so
cold.
So me and Yemi was both in sweats, hoodie, rain gear.
Very unconventional for a music festival from us.
Exactly.
But like, I was going to say New York. When you think about it, maybe not, because New York gave us the same feel.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The only thing is that the weather was a little bit warmer, so we didn't have to wear as many layers.
But it was raining.
The weather was really trash.
Yeah.
So we get to the spot, and Yemi was really rushing because she was like, oh, we probably missed his set.
I was going to be so sad.
Yeah. So we running, and then we see in RFK Stadium, which is trash.
It literally looks like
trash.
The scene of an apocalypse.
Man. Oh. Yeah. That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah.
Like a zombie apocalypse.
Boy, I'm talking about the stadium is rusted out.
It wasn't even in the stadium. It was outside in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Which most places do, right?
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
But this shit, the parking lot was trash, bro. I'm talking about there was big ass divots everywhere, bro. We got broke ass fences, and then they trying to tell people to walk around. I'm like, yo, at this point, y'all might as well just open up that motherfucker and let anybody walk in.
It was just poor preparation and planning.
Of course. So then here we are. We're walking to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Olo. And we got that bitch rocking.
Olo. Yeah, he was rocking before we got there, but we was definitely rocking.
We was there for about 30 minutes, though.
Yeah, we saw a decent portion of it. So I was there for the whole thing.
Having fun. Yeah, we was there for the different thing. Having fun, doing what we need to. And it was nice because we was under a tent. So I started to get hot. I was like, oh, cool, we lit.
Literally, I took off my jacket.
And we was having a good time. And we already drunk as fuck off the Henny Sangria, so I was really just like, okay.
We was tweaking because usually we go to the liquor store, go to the corner store, buy our essentials, get our core water, get a bottle, get some juice, get some snacks. We didn't even do that at all this whole weekend.
And we did it in the hotel, and I will never do it again because that charge.
It ran up the bill.
Boy. The shit we bought.
But if the weather wasn't bad, we would have easily have walked down to the corner store
because there was a liquor store right there.
Who's about to do that in 45 rainy weather?
Exactly.
And you're not finna catch an Uber to go down the street. Exactly. So it was really just a series of unfortunate events.
Exactly.
But yeah, who did we see on Saturday that was performing?
Well, Ari Lennox was the headliner.
Of course.
But Little Durkio.
Oh, Dirk.
Um, And then who else?
21 Savage.
21 Savage. Trash. 21 Savage did not, I'm telling you, did not move out of a 6 foot
he was cold. Vertical. He had to let us know that.
And
he was cold.
He said it damn near like 12 times.
I'm like, you from Great Britain. You from the UK. How
but he lived in Georgia. He lived in Atlanta. So he's like, man, y'all ain't cool.
But he had on a full sweatsuit. Like,
boy, he had a ski suit on.
Yeah.
I was like, son,
he
chill
looked
out.
Like he was on the mountain.
Yeah. And I was just like, whatever. He lucky his music is good because he's not a good performer at all.
No.
Lil Durk, yo. He was all right.
Yeah.
But he don't do much either. But most rappers, especially if they do like trap or drill, they don't do much anyways. Whole time, I think that might have been it.
That's all that we saw? And yeah, I think Wale was performing too, but we were over at the side stage. And yeah.
We
were where we needed to be.
Yeah, exactly.
We were where we needed
to be. And then we just waited on Ari Lennox. Ari Lennox, what a wonderful time she is. But she even said she was cold.
Yeah, she was cold, and she was
and not wearing nothing.
She was wearing a leotard.
Yeah, so
I felt like I can withstand the cold. But also, that was probably like my fifth time seeing Ari Lennox.
Yeah, it's not.
So I mean, it was nothing to like.
She need to make new music. Like
She need to make a new album.
Yeah, because at this point,
it's coming though. It's coming.
Yeah,
for sure.
Of course. But at this point, it's like I've seen you perform this song so many times.
The same song, and I'm gonna get lit every single time. I was there when she performed Pressure for the first time.
Yeah, we was in Atlanta.
I was there for when she
and we didn't even know that joint like that.
No, I knew it.
Okay,
but the other people, because you know me, I'm a stream. I literally knew all the words the first time she performed it. I was there when she performed it her second time.
Okay,
and then I was there to watch her perform it at Broccoli Fest. So,
yeah, it's just hard because her set didn't change up much from the times I've seen her.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah.
It was. So we didn't really get too much footage of that, but it's okay because I was there. I was living in the experience.
Yeah.
It was cold. It was raining. You didn't want to take your hands out your pockets.
A lot of DJs in between sets.
Yeah.
So this is where I have to start getting on Broccoli Fest's ass. If you have a music festival and you know you have a lot of built-in free time, for you to put in just filler music, not even DJs, bro.
You have to have someone.
They
had their like, you know, their co-hosts up there, but like
talking. I don't want to hear none of y'all motherfuckers
if
talk
you're
on virtually.
I mean, you can talk, but you have to find a way.
But they would be talking for 15.
Yeah, they'd be talking.
I was like, yo,
there's an art to being a master of ceremony.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't just
and then
give
they,
yourself
but they,
the title.
The DJ or, that had was the DJ they probably had for the whole entire weekend. So the DJ sets got repetitive after a while.
They did.
And they kept doing
like this shout out to the HBCUs, which is great. Do your whole thing. But like, why am I listening to No Hands 8 times in the same night? It's
weird. At that point, I want my hands. You feel me? Like, you know?
Somebody finna catch these hands if you don't change the playlist
right now.
God. That's what you need to be saying.
So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other things you could have been doing. Like you could have been plugging like clothing lines.
They did one, Milford.
Oh yeah.
Man, that shit is expensive.
But it's dumb. It's been expensive, bro. I've been trying to buy shit from Milford for almost 3 years. That shit.
They had a pair of shorts on there for like $90.
Yes, the puffer joints.
Yes,
hard.
But they're
$90. Bro, exactly. I be on that side. I'm like, look.
You know, sometimes you just have to, you got it.
Yeah, I mean, a fit like that will cost you damn near $250.
You got it.
That's none of nobody's business. That's nobody's.
You got it.
But yeah, I wish they would have done stuff like that because I think that the next phase of like all these festivals is that like,
let's promote more black owned businesses. All the people that had stands. All the people that had stands, especially since it was like it was a smaller music festival.
Yeah.
Right? Like it was very,
they could have easily have done
black. It wasn't like a Rolling Loud, right?
Yeah.
Like it was just like a hone in. I would have had like a representation. Like if you're just,
you could have had a fucking fashion.
If you're just looking for time to fill, right? Yes, a fashion show. They had they had vendors there.
Yeah.
Give the vendors time to actually come up and speak, you know, show up. Exactly.
Talk about their brand.
There was like local, like they had one day where they, so I think, you know, there was a lot of options for them to fill in the time. And I don't really think that they maximized it as well as they should. And also there was only one stage.
Yeah. There was one stage and then a smaller stage.
But there was nobody over there. Like after.
Yeah, they weren't doing a good
job. After Olo, I don't think anybody else performed over there.
No, I don't think so.
But that was Saturday. What did we do Saturday night?
Saturday night, we went to. Which one did we go to?
Social Club?
Yeah. Is that where we... Did we end up going to Social Club? So
I think so.
I don't know. We went to some nightclub. We went to some nightclub. Social Club. I want to say it was Social Club, but what was the other joint? I thought Social Club was the Sunday. No?
Child, I don't know. I don't even know. Yeah, I think we did that Saturday. We went to the Social Club.
Okay, so we went to the Social Club.
We'll just say that we did. If we didn't, we'll remember.
So we went to the Social Club.
Oh, yeah, we did. We did. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we just got same thing. We ran into a bunch of your people.
Yeah, from Chicago. A friend that I know from Chicago. So we had some, bottles, hookah. Exactly. And that was cute.
Again,
that
place we fell cute. Into something. Yeah, we just went there. We didn't know we was going to be in a section.
Yeah. I think we just saw that was an after party for Broccoli Fest.
Correct.
So we were like, okay, let's just go. So we went.
And we almost fucked around and fell asleep because we both didn't want to.
We were just laying there and we was like, and then I was just like, no, let's get up and go. So I'm glad that we went because we definitely saw my friend and, connected with some more people. So
yeah. And a lot of people from Chicago was in D.C.
Yeah, we just kept seeing people that we knew in real life.
Yeah, and then a lot of people from Chicago moved to D.C. and they were talking about it. Yeah. And then it came my day.
Day two.
Okay, day two.
Sunday.
The whole reason why I even bought the motherfucking tickets, right?
Really?
Was for one individual.
Uh-oh.
Y'all know by now, I say it all the time.
Do they?
Give me all attempts. T-E-M-S. Temps. But Shombo, before I even get started, let me go back maybe about 6 hours.
Okay.
After we went to Poor Behavior. I don't know how this happened, but me and Yemi ended up talking to some motherfuckers in the elevator.
What is Poor Behavior?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about Texas. My bad. Before we went to the social club, Yemi and I.
Yeah.
We come back to the
hotel.
Come back to the hotel.
Oh yes, I'm forgetting this happened. Yes.
And then the only reason why we actually spoke to them is because they either had complimented Yemi on her her makeup, or they complimented me about something about my outfit. It was one of those things. I don't remember actually. Mm-hmm. All I remember is that it started with a compliment, and then we had started talking, and then when you get a good vibration and frequency off of people, then the conversation usually flows from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So then we started chatting with these people who happen to be from Philadelphia.
Yes.
But they know people in D.C., so they drove down, which they said was about what?
2 hours.
2 hour drive. Something
very typical drive for them, though.
Yeah.
So.
And then, we had chatted them up, went to the hotel room, grabbed a drink with them, and then we're like, okay, let's fuck around and do something tomorrow.
Yes.
So keep in mind why I was waiting for one person. We got into it. We went to brunch with them. We started.
So Sunday starts. We get up and we were like, okay, what are we going to do? We decided to go to brunch with our new friends that we met in our hotel.
Correct.
We went to this one. So this is Mother's Day. Again. So, everything is different on Mother's Day. People just act brand new.
Gone.
They mama, not they mama. 364 days out of the
year. They act like they mama don't want to have fun. Basically is what I got.
No, they just act like their mama isn't they mama 365-4. So on the 65th day, which is Mother's Day, 365th day, which is Mother's Day, this is the day that they want to act, and do all of the things.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We went to this one place that typically you're supposed to have a lit brunch. They say there's usually a DJ.
Exactly.
But this time they decided to give an alternative for people who don't want to have a turn up brunch. Bring your mamas to the place that we went to. I think it was called Lincoln Hall.
It was called Lincoln.
Lincoln, yeah. There was nobody in there.
And
so
I can understand why.
Got the fuck out ASAP. And yeah. We went back to Victory.
Yeah.
Which ended up being cute. It was just they didn't start playing turn up music until we were about to leave.
Which is fine.
We had to rush to leave.
Right.
So
yeah. Lincoln was terrible. They try to control what you ordered. Which I guess to some extent is cool.
I really don't feel like we need to give it that much attention because we didn't even stay there.
But for the people who might go there, right?
But it's just because of this particular weekend. Any other weekend you go, it's
yeah,
not like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
it's
but just I'm saying, because we I was just going to give them the lay of the land. There's unlimited omelet.
Lay of the land because of...
Land of Lincoln?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd be doing it. Anyways.
It wasn't intentional.
How do you... Okay, I guess it can
It
be.
Was. It's okay. Sometimes the best things are things you just fall into.
But that means it's unconsciously.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We fell into, the things that we did this weekend.
Yeah,
some of the best jokes are things you just fall into.
Sure. You're absolutely right. But all I was going to say is that Lincoln provides, they do the typical brunch spot, but
this is only for this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm giving them the menu.
Okay, but this was, I'm telling them it's only because.
No, they do the unlimited Ahmed bar every Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I believe you. I just, okay.
Yeah, that was the only thing. They do an unlimited.
Give them very much Fremont if you're from Chicago.
Yeah.
Brunch style.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's okay. Buffet style type of joint. Mm-hmm. But like Yemi said, we didn't stay there too long.
No.
Went to Victory, got us a little spot. Yeah. Like you said.
We were like 8 deep in Victory. Correct. Like in this little ass booth that only fits like 5-6 people.
Correct.
Yeah.
And this is why I said it was really crazy. Because we went to Victory, right? Mm-hmm. And we went with a whole bunch of people we just met.
Yeah.
And then like we went to this place where we didn't split no bill. And I'm going to get on this horse because in this situation, I can say this. I'm not even going to say anybody's name. There is a reason when you go out with people, and Yemi said it, people who tend to have it won't trip. But, Shombo, if you go out with certain people, they're going to make it a fight. Now, we went with complete strangers. Mm. We went out.
Mm.
The bill came. Guess what? Buddy said, don't worry. I got it. Just Venmo me the cash. And it was as simple as that. Now, again, Yemi, what I say, I ain't calling out nobody. I ain't calling out nobody. But if you got to go out with some people and it got to be a fight, stay your ass in the crib.
I don't even know why you brought this up.
That's all I got to say.
I feel like you being shady and I don't want no parts because I don't know why you even brought this up.
I got to say, no.
All I have to say is I think they even said at the beginning that it was, no, that she didn't say it. The waitress didn't say it at the beginning.
No.
She was thank. But like, I feel like that's
very
just.
Very much
a,
so.
Order I feel was, like if you just go out with a group of people, you already know, like, let's just, someone is going to take the initiative. If not anybody else, I would have did it because, hello, I would have got the points. Who don't want the points?
Shumbo. There are some now.
Yeah, Sha? There are some people. So.
And like I learned, we move.
Okay, you learn your lesson and you just adapt accordingly. Yeah.
Exactly.
So that was just, I mean, I think the whole thing, like the whole point about that was just, like we said, like the way that we move, because we talk to people, we network, and I'm putting that in quotation marks because I feel like when you say network, it makes it seem like it's intentional, like you're literally talking to this person because you're trying to figure out what you can get out of them. But we just be having conversations with
people.
Well,
you can network, and that's a great conversation to have. Networking is intentional, but you can network to have friends. Like,
yeah,
I don't,
like it's just, I don't, you know, I say it more so because people feel like, well, I
it's
just don't
transactional.
Want it, yeah, I don't want it to, I don't want there to be like a structure to
correct.
Interacting with people. Because I could meet someone tomorrow and they could be my best friend for forever.
That's my
because
point.
Because we just met, just because, you know, when we go places, we're conversationalists, we're social
yes,
people,
correct.
We're social beings. Like, so we'll just talk to you.
And that's what I'm
they
trying
they literally
to
complimented us. I could have took the compliment and passed
and buzzed off.
You and buzzed like, about our business.
Yeah,
it was 4 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But we were like, you know, let's talk to them.
Because
you know?
That's my point. So that what I'm trying to say is that there's such a negative connotation with networking.
Well, because people be trying to do like the networking thing as it pertains to business. Like you have to have a network or a connection to do this and do
correct,
that.
Correct,
and this
correct.
Is just, we're just making social interactions.
Yeah,
like we're literally
at the end
just
of the day, if you was in Chicago, I would pull up and, you know, da da da. If you let me know what's going on, I'd be like, okay.
Oh yeah. Did he ever hit you up? He said he was going to be in Chicago.
No, he never hit me up.
Okay. Well,
But in general, if I come to your state and we formulated that, like, okay, this is somebody that I could be around with and, you know, not feel like opt, you know what I'm saying, my own city, which really this is all you're doing, right? I feel like people just miss the fact that we human beings, we're social creatures. Sometimes you're supposed to know people.
Yeah, everything doesn't have to be like about getting something.
Yeah,
out of it.
I don't want to get up on you. Sometimes get one up on you. Sometimes I just want to be like, hey, yo, where's the spots to eat at? Hey, yo.
Exactly.
Like, where do I need to be at? Like, where's the, what, hey, even where is this, what was the best time to leave such and such area? There's so many things that come with just being friendly and just, you know, just being a people person, I guess. And people be always be looking at it like, you want this, you want that. But I understand. People's intentions aren't pure. They never been. But
ours are.
Exactly.
So yeah, so that was Saturday. And then we rushed to get to the music festival because Deji had to see Tems.
And I didn't see her. Honestly.
We literally were walking in as she was performing her
last song.
Like you could hear it in the background.
And again, Broccoli Fest, I'm on your ass.
Yeah.
So I need you to specify the timing of when artists are actually gonna be there, right?
Was
so
it not on the app?
No.
No.
Timing was not on the app. Mm. It would just tell you what time they started on the stage.
Mm.
And I was like, so I don't know if they said it's 30, 10, 15.
You know, black people are always late.
And I'm like,
but I feel like music festivals, they really be punctual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until we got to Broccoli Fest, which is why I'm on the ass.
Ooh.
There was just a miscommunication between the timing, when people were supposed to finish.
I think it's because certain people didn't show up.
And then, yeah, right. And the filler, right? So then it got to a point, like, after that, everybody on Sunday was late. Yeah. Like, their set started late. Yeah. And I was just like...
And let's talk about how they had the guy from Mississippi. Because I saw him. I saw him at the... At the warehouse party on Friday. He was at the bar, right? He was literally standing right next to me at the bar. What's the boy name from P-Valley, the rapper? You don't even watch the show. Oh, Lil Murder. He was there on the stage talking about P-Valley. And I was like, you need to go record because y'all is running late with this show. Make sure y'all got season 2 already coming out. Y'all need to be working on season 3 right now. You don't have time to be out here trying to promote season 2. You need to be going somewhere filming season 3. Because y'all don't need to be taking a whole year and some change to give us another season. But either way, he was there. He was literally standing right next to me on Friday. And I was like,
who are you?
No, yeah. I knew who he was. But I was just like, I mean... He ain't Beyonce, so
of course.
I'm not finna.
He's
know,
very much
just a regular exactly. celebrity. So, and I think he like went to school in the area or something like that too. So.
Had to. So we missed Thames.
Yeah, we missed Thames.
Which was, I mean,
I don't even think Money Long performed.
Money Long wasn't there.
Yeah, she didn't come. Masago, we seen him already. But
Don Toliver, we saw.
All right. Yeah, he's cool. Don Toliver, Gunna. He was cool, but
which
like,
is crazy because then immediately after he landed, got arrested in Atlanta.
Rico, literally.
At that point,
that was
you might
his
as well
last performance.
At that point, he might as well have stayed his ass out of Atlanta.
But I think he turned himself in. So it's
okay. Got it. Which is real crazy because now,
like, he performed all of his songs,
except
and then
for the one that got his ass. "Quote unquote," caught up now. Like, I don't understand that, but you know, that's another conversation.
P Power got him caught up.
They're saying a lot of what they're using against YSL in their state RICO case
is in the music, but I don't think P-Power,
they're using them. They have several songs that they're going to bring.
I don't think P Power.
I don't know if P Power. I'm just talking.
P Power is not one of them.
You don't
I'm
know that.
Just let you know, P Power is my song of the summer. If I'm out and they put that on, just put the camera on me, cause, or just move out the way because I'm turning up. But like, he didn't perform it.
No, he didn't. They played it.
Yeah, I think it was because he was running late.
Crazy.
Yeah, so he probably would have performed if he wasn't running late. Crazy. Like, literally, he walked off the stage and they played P-Power. I'm looking around like, where did he go? Come back and perform P-Power.
Could you imagine how he was feeling in that moment, G?
Probably really elated. But
no, he probably couldn't have been because he knew he was probably gonna go.
No, they didn't indict them until after, literally. Or I don't.
But he knew he was gonna have. He knew he had charges against them.
I don't think they knew. We didn't know about it until after we got back from D.C. So
no, I'd be.
But
I'd be
I mean, like
damn.
they pulled both of them from like all of the places they were supposed to be for the rest of the year.
No, I still seen Gunna on some list.
I mean, he's not gonna be there.
Of course, he's locked up until January.
Yeah,
which is crazy because
he was on Summer Smash and they took him off for Summer Smash. So, or Lyrical Lemonade, whatever the people.
But
call
he was at Lyrical Lemonade last year.
Yeah, and so was Lil Uzi. So
we already know how that go.
Let me see.
And I have another thing for Lyrical Lemonade, but that's a different story. But after that, after we missed Thames, we kind of just went up the spin of the rim or whatever.
Yeah, Digi was acting like a brat because he missed Thames. Like,
I was very upset.
You were acting like.
But
a
you
brat.
Know what? It came back when Burner. I mean, when Wiz. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't never want to do that. Those are two different entities. When WizKid came on stage,
absolutely, and I'm so glad that you were able to have that moment because you were acting like a very like very bratty.
Excuse me, how you be? You know how you be when you miss Ari Lennox or
I didn't miss them.
Oh, okay. So. And you know what is crazy? I made sure you never missed them.
It wasn't my fault that I missed them, though. It wasn't like I was intentionally doing something.
I'm not blaming you. Yeah, it's the way it flowed. It's just the way.
I would have preferred for us to do what we did. And miss Thames and
I would rather,
make sure that we were at the thing on time to watch her perform for 30 minutes. Like I would have definitely preferred.
No shade. But now that I saw Burner Boy, I would have rather seen Burner Boy live in concert as opposed to on a music festival tour where
yeah,
you know,
like in their actual setting where they are the focal point and this isn't just like a 30-minute pass by.
Correct.
Like literally. So yeah, but WizKid performed, so Thames got to come out when WizKid performed. And I will say in the same thing, like we saw WizKid in September when he came to Chicago, and that was a great performance.
Wow, it was a wonderful experience.
It was a great experience, wonderful time from beginning to end. Like I literally had so much fun.
Honestly, Argonne
but
Ballroom.
When we saw him, because we talked about it already.
Of course.
When we saw him at Broccoli Fest, it didn't give the same feel.
No, it didn't.
There was a whole bunch of people who didn't know the words.
Yeah.
He was playing a lot of his commercial, like, correct, Americanized songs.
But that's what you're supposed to do at shit like that.
I guess so. I'm telling you, take it back to...
But Argon, I feel like as I'm starting to understand more and more about, like, Afro artists...
Afro beats artists.
Yeah. I forgot a word. They know their demographic.
Yeah.
So, like, in Chicago... Wizkid really showed up. I'm not even a cap. Like, that performance was, like, very... I really hold that in one of, like, best performances I've ever seen. Like,
top tier.
He was running across the stage. He was having fun. But even the vibe and the energy around it and how it went...
I mean, yeah, because I think he performed the same, but I think the energy...
Was different.
Was it outside of everything was different. Because, I feel like artists already know what the crowd is given before they even...
Because,
like, there's certain songs he would play and...
Nobody would be doing anything.
Yeah, like, literally. Of course, Omo,
he came up with a see-through shirt and see-through pants, and he said he was cold one time.
What are you... What's going on with you? What's this Omo?
All I'm saying is that the man who came from literally... Nigeria,
yeah,
or London, wherever he was at.
He'd be in London, he don't be in Nigeria.
Right, yeah. Wherever came in and he.
But
everybody
that day wasn't really that cold though.
Okay.
Yeah, fair. It was chilly.
Fair.
But manageable.
Fair.
Either way.
Honestly, I'm gonna be real cap.
Talking about
Broccoli Fest, the best thing about y'all was the food. Because I don't think
that vegan glizzy wasn't even that good.
Your vegan glizzy was not.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
Mine was decent.
Okay.
But honestly, they just fried some vegetables and you know.
Yeah. I just feel like, I don't know, if I would have bought my ticket closer to when we were going, I probably would have called my bank and reported fraud.
And no, it was not. It was not enjoyable. I'm
not
gonna
lie. I probably would have called them and reported.
And the fact that we even got VIP, I was like,
It wasn't. It wasn't worth it. But honestly, it was worth it because people kept passing out.
I have no idea why.
On that other, because it was only one stage. It was only those two areas. I don't know what it was looking like over there, but people kept passing out in the regular admission. But which was crazy because in the VIP. We was chilling.
Yes, very much so. Like, people had
literally
plenty of space.
Every artist that performed, they stopped their performance at one point and was like, hey, is somebody asking for help? It's literally almost everybody who performed.
Talk about they need to get water. And keep in mind, you, it's 40 something degrees.
Yeah, like, it's raining. Open your mouth. But people was passing out.
Honest, they were.
So, I mean, like, but they were very good about, you know, saying something. You see something, say something, as we should do that. So, yeah, so I think that, you know, we were making sure that we were good about that. So that was, and then Summer Walker performed, which was great because
she was late.
Because they said
no, she wasn't late. I'm saying
her performance was late.
Broccoli Fest did miscommunication again because Summer Walker literally said she got stopped.
Police. Yeah.
So that's really on the venue and the people who are coordinating. Because you should have already told the police, hey. This artist is coming, so if she comes through, let her go.
Yeah.
If you need to check.
So her set ended early too.
She performed for 20 minutes.
Which is crazy. But I mean, I got to see her perform perform her new stuff. And I mean, like, the performance wasn't anything, but Summer Walker can sing and her
music
is fire.
That's what I'm saying. Her voice is so good that she
can sing, the music is fire, the lyrics is good. So she's allowed to, you know, we give her a little bit of leeway for just standing there.
Yeah,
because
she was singing.
She's getting better. Or at least this was a good performance for her. So this was a better one. Because she's on tour.
She plays circus and everything. I mean, but we seen her. She performed Riot. Honestly, that's whenever I hear whenever she plays Session 32 or Riot, I immediately go back to the first time I seen her when she was sipping on that tea, talking about some, yeah, my voice is
and
so
that was
good.
Like one of the first times she performed.
But she, that's when I was like, oh yeah, old girl can sing, because she said, when I need her, I'm not going to hit the note.
She played Insane, even at you back. I wanna did all that. I love it. I loved it all.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then that was over. And then we went to Abigail's for the after party.
We went to Abigail's.
And tell them about
Abigail's.
What?
Everything that I felt in frustration that I missed temps, I was over it.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because you know what? Temps had pulled up.
She pulled up.
She had pulled up.
Right.
And I was right here with her. You feel me? I was right here with her.
Yeah.
I'm talking about where I could, if I really wanted to be one of them dudes, could have touched her face. Right. You know what I'm saying? I was right here with her.
Yeah. You probably
But I'm very respectable about mine. I don't approach on nobody's personal space.
Yeah.
And then she had came to Abigail's. Literally, she came the last 30 minutes of the club being open. Yeah. And I'm, again,
performed a little bit.
I need to start analyzing. I wish I could just go into these places and analyzing their business. Because no offense, if you have somebody who's that big of a celebrity and people are coming for that specific purpose, you have to extend the hours. You have to learn your.
You have to try it.
You have to accommodate because that means more money. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you.
She literally just got there and then they was like, okay, we have to close.
And then they gave her two bottles for all of her people. And I'm like, they're not going to be able to finish that, dog.
No, not in the time frame.
Yeah, and I was like, at that point, I'm like, y'all not even thinking. People are really here for her.
Yeah.
Staying here for her. So keep everything open. And guess what? You might fuck around, make an extra $10,000 just by that alone. Mm. And you might do it in fucking 30, 40 minutes. Crazy. But I'll get off that horse. But
we don't own the club.
Exactly.
And they said Whiskey was supposed to pull up too.
Yeah, and that's
what
I
didn't even give him chance.
But
to pull
I already
up.
Knew that wasn't gonna come because Whiskey.
But even if he did, you did give him a chance. Even
but
if
we
he
already
to
know Whiskey stay late, bro.
Yeah, he
really like I'll come and pop in for 15
just
minutes,
just like every other Nigerian person.
But
The party start at 7. Okay, I'll see you at 12:00.
Exactly. So Tams came in. She performed like 3 or 4 songs.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was right.
Even more, in, like a
more
intimate
experience.
Yes.
I'm talking about I was within 10 feet from old girl, even when I was standing watching her sing.
Yeah.
At that point, I just have one. The dude that was at the table, no offense.
But we didn't come to see you.
Yeah, we didn't come to see you. You should have sat your ass down. Sit down in the section, G.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, like, goddamn, no.
But you know how that's how it be. I feel like that's how it be when you have, like, a celebrity friend or someone who's just affluent when they kick it with you. You be trying to be seen, too. And you really just need to sit down and play a role.
Exactly.
And that's no shade. That's no shade, because I'd probably be doing the same thing,
No,
too.
I wouldn't.
I would be.
I know I wouldn't. I
would be sitting pretty,
but
regardless.
But you're also a woman, so
okay,
that's different.
That's
as
true.
A man.
Yeah.
As a man, bro, chillax. Like, at that point, it's not really, the attention don't need to be on you. And I say that all the time. If you're a man and you're seeking this validation and attention from other people, that's really like, that's punk behavior, in my opinion.
Wow.
Because it's like, what are you doing to get out of that situation? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want eyes on me as a man, because it's like legacy over like appeal for me is what I would say. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe legacy over, I guess the correct term is status, whatever that conversation is. But let me focus at hand. Tams, intimate experience, like Yemi said. Yemi had got a video where it's like HD. I'm talking about it's right there.
Yeah, very close. Yeah, I was very close to her.
Right there. Yemi was even closer than I was. And I wasn't even.
I could smell her breath. That's how close we were.
And that's what I was trying to say. I love Tams.
I was in the section.
I love Tams. And I wasn't even pressing to try to get there. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be where I need to be. I just need to hear the vocals with the songs.
And she gave us some stuff she didn't even have to.
Yeah.
So we're grateful for you, Tams.
That's what
we're
I'm saying. When I heard it in my ear and I was like, wow. You know how many times I played this shit out? And I'd be like, wow. And on top of that.
Thank you so much, Tams. Thank you so much.
And then as the night progressed, you know, Yemi had to make sure she slid that card. Again, close.
Oh, yeah, I gave Tim's my business card because that's how close I was to her.
Yeah.
Did she use it? Probably not. I just wanted her to know, Omo, we are together in these fights. You're hustling, I'm hustling too.
But the more important thing that me and Yemi always talk about when it comes to Tim's is that now that we have Tim's,
it's for the world.
It's different than Lizzo because I understand that. But Tim's is changing the image of beauty in this country. You know, I will say the same thing of the line of like Meg Thee Stallion, Cash Doll,
Jasmine Sullivan,
City Girls. What you're starting to see that, hey, being petite is no longer the only way you can be fined or considered as beautiful. And more so with Tams.
I won't really let you as a man speak on what beauty standards are for black women. But I will just, cause I think that we can cease your conversation.
That's crazy how you're going to cut me off like that.
No, because
I was saying was valid.
To somebody, maybe, I don't know. But all I will say is that, like, and we can end the conversation.
But Tams, look, everybody listened to Tams. She had Justin Bieber on the track.
No, great. And I'm not negating all of that.
Jasmine,
all I'm saying
Grammy
is that
winning.
We don't need to
City
have
Girls, everybody sing that. Meg Thee Stallion, everybody singing that.
I agree with all of that. But what I'm saying is that we don't need you to say.
I wasn't trying to do, I was just saying that moment meant a lot to me and you just ruined it by, you know, cutting me off.
Well, you said the moment meant a lot to you and then you tried to talk about beauty standards.
Because it that's what it means. Because, okay. Right, you keep on forgetting, although I'm a black man,
okay,
when I have kids, especially if it's, that's, oh, you see when, how sometimes, when, you see how motherfuckers won't land?
Hold on. When did you have that thought? When did that thought come about?
Oh, I think about all the time.
About the beauty of black women. When did that thought come about?
Oh, ever since I started getting on temps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was just when you started
getting
on temps.
But then when I saw
back that. So back in 2014, 13, 12.
Yemi, can we stop talking about my transgressions?
I didn't bring it up. I was just saying. Because now you're having these ethereal experiences about black women and their bodies.
I'm not. First of all, you see, this is what I said. You can't keep bringing up my transgressions.
I'm not even. I didn't bring it up. I was just asking questions.
But I could have, because I could think about the ramifications of it, what is going on.
Absolutely. And I'm glad
you figured it out. And that's usually how my music comes, right? Even with Burner Boy, like I said.
It wasn't right away. It came when it came for you.
Well, anyways, that's been our episode. This has been nothing but a G thing.
We ain't even got to the last day yet. We don't care what you have to say about black women's beauty standards, and that's just what I really wanted to get at. But I was trying to let you get it off.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
we don't got to touch it.
No, but it's true. Like Tems, like you really should have just let me say it. But as it pertains to black women, like Tems is not the standard of beauty that European people have made us feel like black women should aspire to be. She's not light skinned. She wears braids in her hair most of the time. Her makeup is very minimal. Her body is very curvaceous. It's just not what, you know, they want us to look at as the beauty standard. And we said, fuck y'all. So this is great that she is being put in the spotlight. I really thought that it's just Nigel for the world now. Like Tems was on that stage.
That's
everybody
true.
Was singing the words to that song.
That's
Tems from Nigeria.
Most definitely.
That's from my home country.
Right.
So it's Ninjah for the world. Wizkid was there. Burna Boy was at Madison Square Garden. Y'all need to start taking seats. Start understanding that Ninjah is for the world. We are here. Get used to it. And that's really all I have to say about that.
And
so on Monday, we were leaving.
Monday, we left the spot, checked our bags in. We headed to Howard.
Yes, we went to Howard because I had to see the
plot. H-U?
Neji, you didn't go there. You're not from there. You didn't go to school there. Stop doing that. I told you this already.
Hey, man, can I feel ingratiated with the culture?
No. Your ass went to a PWI just like me.
I did, but I want an HBCU culture. You feel me?
You want the experience? Go Greek.
No, I'm cool, man. That's a lot.
I feel like they just should. You still may. It'll be a great opportunity for you.
I mean, that's a question for y'all. What type of fraternity should I cross?
No. Don't tell him. Don't give him no advice on any of it. Tell him to do his research. And like we all did. Like, come on. Like, so what, you want them to tell you what you should do?
No, I'm joking. I mean, people have told me
that. Which organization do you think Deji most aligns with?
That's what I was about to say.
That might be a bad,
because I've heard a lot of people.
And don't say any of them. Just let them think what they want.
Of course. It'll be a poll. Yeah.
So, we went to Howard, which was cool. It was a nice experience for me to be able to be like where my founders were. And, of course, you know, hundreds of years ago when they decided to make the right step in the right direction and found Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. So that was great to be a part of and, you know, be on the actual stopping ground. Saw the plot, saw Fortitude statue. And, you know, the campus is cool.
The last day decided to be hot.
It was like 70 degrees. So we went to get breakfast and then Deji went to work.
Yes, at a offsite facility we like to call WeWork.
Yeah.
I worked for about 4 or 5 hours.
And I explored DC. I went to like the monuments and stuff like that, which was really cool. Tried to go to the Smithsonian to see the African American Museum, but all the tickets were sold out for that day, even though it's free.
We'll be going back.
Yeah, we'll definitely go to DC and we'll plan to actually go to the African American Museum.
Yeah, what I'm learning is that like the first time me and Yemi go to a city, we usually go based on a music festival.
Yeah.
But like, that's cool. And if we really want to experience, because New York was a lot more fun the second time around
because we had time to experience. We weren't like restricted.
Yeah.
And even though we were restricted in DC, we still had the opportunity to go out afterwards.
Correct.
Which we didn't have in New York because the weather was ass.
It's terrible.
It was cold.
Didn't even want to be outside.
I didn't even want to be there. Because one thing about me, I felt like the rain was dirty. I knew it was coming from the sky, but because it was coming from the sky and I was in New York, I felt like the rain touching me is dirty too.
Yeah, New York is a dirty city. I'm not gonna lie, but
it smells.
It grow on you though. It grow on you.
It grow, and I was itching. It was growing on me, and I started itching. My skin was crawling.
Right.
I didn't see no rat though. So
I did. Did you? I did. I saw a couple, and I understood why you got up. I actually understood why you got up. I saw that rat. I was like, yo,
where? Which rat? When did I get up?
No. When you saw the rat the first time.
Oh, yeah. When we was leaving, we was literally on our way. We was walking to the Airbnb, to the Uber, and I seen a rat. I said, yay.
Yeah. I saw it, and I was like, okay, I understand it.
So Monday was cute, too.
We went to some one spot right by Howard. Half Smoked?
Yeah, I think that's the name of it. Yeah.
It was all right.
It was cute. I'm sure it'd probably be late if it wasn't a Monday.
I heard a lot of people go there for brunch.
Yeah. If it wasn't a Monday, it'd probably be lit. They have a lot of
food. No, I was talking about Vi. I was talking about the food was all right.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. True.
Yeah,
so then Deji went to work and I went to explore because I took the day off.
Yes, you did.
I'm on me. I need a break. Mm. Always. I'm about to take a break today. Or this weekend. I'm going to take a break. So that was the trip. That was it.
That was the trip.
We're going to go back.
Rate it. What you rate it?
On a scale from 1 to 10, I would give it... What did I give New York?
I think you gave it like a 8, 7 or 8.
Oh. The New York was a little bit too high. I would probably give like New York a 6.7. I think I'd give it like a 6.7. I would give DC a 7.6.
I would give DC a solid 8. Yeah.
If the weather was better.
Yeah, but we was on a stage, so that would have been... That was the highlight.
Being on a stage with DJ Olo.
Warehouse one was just fun. That's a great way to start a trip, honestly.
Honestly, that was just a good experience to have, just to be able to
Never been in a warehouse party until that day.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And I would say just like being around all the black folk, that was fun too.
Yeah.
And just like everywhere I looked was black folk. And I was like, yeah, I couldn't live here.
And Tim's.
I would get in trouble.
You know what I'm saying?
I would get into some trouble.
Tim's. Give me all the Tim's. I find that.
So that's DC for y'all. Deji, do you have a decipher?
Do I have a decipher? I don't even have my phone on me. Well, so no, I do not
unprepared.
Have a decipher.
Unprepared.
No, it's not that. I'm not unprepared.
Just unprepared. But I definitely do have the things I send Deji on Twitter. And again, if these segments seem like they're so close together, it's because we don't have ads just as yet. But our views have been going up.
Of course. Y'all continue to share with a friend to share with a friend. Because when we go up, y'all go up. Honestly.
Our views have been going up. Our downloads have been going up tremendously, like hundreds. So, like we said, we have a lot of things coming down the pipeline, so it's very exciting to see. So we mentioned it before, Gunna has been hit with the RICO. Do you have any people, you know, there's been like this, there was this running tread on Twitter or theme on Twitter where people were like naming people that also might have been associated with YSL. Do you have any people that you would this is the thing,
like ordinary people,
this is, or anybody in your life, like this is the ghetto intellectual, but also the I sent you the tweet where someone said that Queen Naija is also
in
YSL.
So why did nobody say for whatever reason, why did nobody say like
Do you have a celebrity person of the world, anybody that you would accuse of being a part of YSL?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know why nobody said Gucci.
Gucci who? Gucci Mane?
Yeah.
You think Gucci Mane, you would accuse Gucci Mane of being a part of YSL? I don't think you get the joke.
I do get the joke because it's comedy, but I'm just thinking practically because that's how my head always thinks.
No.
But Gucci Mane founded like all the...
No, Deji, it's a joke. You nominate people because you...
Oh, like, you don't like
was
them.
Like, my ex-boyfriend was a part of the YSL, so they could get arrested too.
Oh, I mean...
Lord, I roll.
First of all, you act like I'd be
on Twitter. I believe that my 10th grade Spanish teacher is a part of YSL, and that bitch
got
can go
you.
To hell too.
Got you.
She can go right with them.
Got you.
In Rico.
Got you. Is there anybody I dislike that much?
It's just funny.
Yeah, if I had to... Who would be a part of YSL?
Did you get along with everybody is what he's telling you.
I don't be putting that much energy once I say I don't want to mess with you.
Okay, but you ain't happy with nobody. Them fake gangsters that ran up on you in the movies, they probably YSL gang members themselves.
All of them could get it. Yes. Yeah. They might get hit with the RICO.
Exactly.
Got you.
It's
all right.
Terrible when I try to tell a joke and because Deji don't know the context, it doesn't
matter. Yeah, I don't be on Twitter like that. I'll do my
But this is literally what the section is about.
You
Things
know,
I send Deji on Twitter.
You know, I be on Twitter straight as a commentator, social commentator. You know, my stories have been doing quite well on there.
Have they? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good for you. Oh my goodness, we haven't recorded in so long. I forgot what else we're supposed to do.
Well, usually after Deja Deciphers and Nothing, or things I send you on Twitter,
Ghetto Intellectual.
Yeah, we out.
So we combined those two today. So yeah, so thank you guys for tuning in again.
I lied.
What else is there?
I lied. There is one person that, you know, is part of YSL. His name is Cal Cummins.
Oh, well, there you go. Deja's old football, high school football coach. He is definitely a member of YSL.
There you go.
Police, get her!
Police! Police!
From that, yes. That's literally one of my favorite memes because he said, police, help! Police, help! That is literally one of my favorite videos on the internet. So yes, as mentioned before, one of the most exciting things that we have happened, if you have not seen already, we are live on our YouTube channel. So
yeah, we will be. Yeah,
we posted the vlog for, so if you are a visual person, you can definitely see actually everything that we talked about today in our podcast.
Yeah, we did
on the actual episode. So we recorded a vlog, and that is live right now. By the time you listen to this, the video will already be posted. So you can just come back here to get kind of the behind the scenes, things that we didn't get to talk about,
in detail.
You know, just to get more content from us. So that's exciting. And that also brings us to the next thing that we're going to say, is that we're going to actually be recording the podcast episodes so you guys can watch them with us too. Yes, so that's exciting.
Yes, you'll finally get to see the dynamic that me is Jimmy and the animation of myself.
Yes, I feel like the full experience, you really need to see the way I be looking at Deji when he says certain things. And we're going to bring guests on, which is really exciting. So we're getting our studio together right now. And once that's ready, you'll definitely be seeing it. So
yeah, of course. It was just all matter of time. So it was all work in progress. So yeah.
And let us know, like, if you have any people that you feel like based in Chicago who would love to be on the podcast, or if you yourself are from the area and want to talk to us on the couches. Let us know. We would love to have you.
Yeah, come on the couch. I like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't like that.
Hold on. Pause. I didn't mean it. You know what?
Exactly.
Anyways.
Thank you for listening.
There you go.
Follow us on our social medias. NOTHING, capital B, capital A, capital G, capital T. That's on Instagram. That is on Twitter. And now on YouTube, you can find us at Nothing But A G Thing on YouTube. On my personal social medias, I am Suki G's, S-U-K-I-G, 2 E's and a Z. I keep it easy. Deji, where can they find you? And that's also on Twitter and Instagram.
You can find me on IG and Twitter at @damn_Deji with 2 I's. Y'all keep it lovely. Cause ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Two low down G, so we're crazy. Death row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this. But back to the lecture at hand.